Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Ghibli Attack, the podcast that leafs through the libraries of films from the world's greatest animation studios and filmmakers. I'm Michael Leader. Hi listeners, just me again this week, teeing up a very special episode featuring an interview with director Naoko Yamada. Now, we periodically ask you what filmmakers we should cover in the future on this podcast, and Naoko Yamada routinely comes up near the top. And that's no surprise, given her amazing run of films and series over the last couple of decades, including the films A Silent Voice and Liz and the Bluebird, and her series work on the likes of K-On!. For those projects, she worked at Kyoto Animation and often collaborated closely with screenwriter Reiko Yoshida. Honestly, her films are fab. Her vision as a director is so striking, and she has such a delicate filmmaking touch. We wrote about A Silent Voice in our anime movie guide, so that's a big recommendation from us, but Liz and the Bluebird is also worth seeking out. More recently, she's worked with producer Eunyoung Choi at Science Saru on the streaming series The Heikki Story, and most recently, she directed a short film called Garden of Remembrance. That's what brought her to the UK. She premiered that short up at the Scotland Loves Animation Festival, but I had some time to speak with her in London before she took the long trip up north. Hopefully, Garden of Remembrance will have a wider release soon because it's a really unique addition to her filmography, sort of a new direction for her. It's a 20-minute long music video, I suppose you could call it, or at least a music-led film. There's no dialogue, it's quite poetic and abstract. It's about daily routines and the way that memories can interrupt and disrupt them. Let me share a bit of the blurb that accompanies the film, just to give you a taste. An untidy room, empty beer tins, empty wine bottles, a half-empty glass of whiskey. A girl is getting up absent-mindedly and starts preparing herself. Your morning starts. Lazy and hard to wake up, you. One day, years after I died, you hear a noise from the closet. Opened, you see my garden right in front of you. Overflowing emotions of me and you. When exiting from the room with memories, a picture that you painted is displayed in your new room. So that gives you a taste of the vibe, how poetic and emotional, how feelings first it is. So we do talk a little bit about Garden of Remembrance in the interview, although more as a springboard to explore Naoko Yamada's work to date, her love of music, the films and filmmakers that have inspired her over the years, and of course a little bit of Studio Ghibli chat as well, as we like to shoehorn in wherever possible. I should say as well that this is another one of our translated conversation episodes, so we do this BBC News style, where you get a taste of Naoko Yamada's response in Japanese to get a flavour of her tone and her character. That will slowly fade out, and what we then fade in is the translated English response. If you can understand Japanese and you want to hear Naoko Yamada's responses uncut, we have the full recording at the very end of the episode, so skip ahead. But if you can't speak Japanese, don't worry, we've got you covered. So without further delay, here is me talking with Naoko Yamada.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Naoko Yamada, thank you so much for speaking with me today. It is such an honour to talk with you. Let's start with Garden of Remembrance. So this is a short film. It's a extended music video. It's, well, how would you describe what this project is and what you wanted to achieve with it?
そうですね。まずチャレンジですね。
Well, it was a new challenge. I'd always dreamt of animating to music. And so when Unyong from Science Saru came to me with this idea, I was really excited, and I remember thinking, oh, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah, so what is it that excites you about working with music in animation?
やっぱり、その音で言葉じゃない。
It's the ability to express a world using sound, but no words. I think it really...fits well with animation, because with animation you without using words you can still understand what a character is feeling. Their feelings come across without any lines, which is one thing I think is really interesting about animation, and adding to that then music, sound, rhythm, tempo, the groove, the feel of the music, it's similar to animation in a way, and that was what I wanted to try and do with this project.
Yes, so many of your previous, well, all of your previous projects have had a screenplay, have had lines to communicate the characters between each other. Here you're not working without a screenplay. Was that a challenge when putting this film together?
It wasn't particularly difficult. Animation is made up of layers, words, images, sound, colour, movement. And in this case, one of those layers was gone, the layer of dialogue. So it was a question of, well, what do I need to add then in the animation to make up for it? It was, something was removed, so something had to be added. So it wasn't particularly difficult just because there were no words. It felt quite free and natural.
Well, yeah, certainly, and it's very beautiful the way that it is. So there's so much freedom in the expression, in the animation, in the timeline, what we're watching. It does take on a more abstract and poetic quality when you're liberated from dialogue and from a story like that.
おっしゃる通りで、今回は、もともと私がポエム。
I'm really happy that you...say that, because I actually wrote a poem, and the animation and the music then flowed from that poem, and I wanted it to be very quiet and moving. And I don't mean quiet just because there are no words in that sense. I mean, I wanted it to draw out a kind of quiet emotion.
Okay. And what other emotions or themes did you have in mind when you started this project alongside that poem?
One of the big themes was the idea of life coming to an end. And lovely Summer-chan, who wrote the music, and myself talked about that, and we both brought our own motifs to that and keywords. And then I took those to write the poem. We had a sort of a back and forth between us.
Mm. When you speak with the composers or musicians you're working on in your films, how do you communicate what you want to capture in your films? Are you talking in terms of musical theory, or are you talking about moods, or what?
これは一緒に組むミュージシャンの方によってはもう変わってくる。
It does depend on the musician I'm working with, but I try to avoid giving specific ideas, concrete ideas as much as possible. So I won't tell them this is the sound I want, or this is how I want the music to develop. My language is the storyboard that I give to the musician, and then the storyboard plays the role of sheet music, really, for the musician, and then it's down to how they interpret the music that I've given them.
And this may sound like a silly question, but which has a bigger place in your heart, animation or music?
なんか実は多分両立というか同じものとして存在している気がします。
I feel like they're both the same. When I listen to music, I see animation, and when I watch moving images, I hear music. I like music that conjures up images. I like music that makes me think, and I like animation that shows me music. I think I started animating because I love music and I wanted to make music. I wanted to be music. Maybe that's going a bit too far, but I didn't have musical talent, and so I put that into animation.
And so many of your series and your films capture that thrill of performing music together as a band or a group, or even alone, just simply strumming a guitar and what that means to a person.
Thank you.
But now I'd like to go all the way back, really. What was the series, the TV series or the film that had the most impact on you as a kid or as you grew up that made you want to pursue this as your life?
子供の頃に日本では
When I was a child in Japan, you could watch movies on terrestrial TV. And one night, I woke up in the middle of the night and just happened to put the TV on. And they were showing an animation by Jan Švankmajer of the Czech director. And there was another one as well. I think it was probably part of the same series, but I've forgotten the name of the director. It was The Color of Pomegranate.
Yes.
And they were both fascinating and bizarre and got across the magic of film and the magic of animation in a really direct way. And I was so moved, or maybe excited is a better way of putting it. I remember not being able to sleep that night just from the impact that they'd had on me, and that became my dream.
And they're filmmakers that do mix live action as well as animation, or at least it's stop motion, it's not hand-drawn animation. Do you find yourself inspired by live action filmmakers as much as animators?
きっとほとんどがそうなのかもしれないです。言い方が難しいですけど。
I think maybe most of my inspiration comes from live action. It's hard to explain, but all animation has come from somebody's imagination, and they've turned that into pictures. So rather than taking someone else's imagination via those pictures and drawing inspiration from it, for me it works better to just draw my inspiration directly from live action or from real life or from people I've met.
Mm. And what are the particular live action filmmakers that you look to for inspiration or admire, maybe ones that are still working today?
います。名前ど忘れしてしまった。グザビエ・ドランが大好きです。グザビエ・ドラン、カナダの映画監督なんですけれども、グザビエ・ドラン。
ザビエ・ドラン。
Yes, and I forgot the name for a moment, but the Canadian filmmaker Xavier Dolan.
And is there a particular film? Because there's, he's an enfant terrible. He's very prolific. He's made many films over the years. Is there a particular one?
Ah, 難しいな。でも Mummy.
Mummy.
でも彼の目線というかもう
Mummy, maybe. But whichever of his films you watch, his perspective, his aesthetic always comes through, and I love that aesthetic. So I think I'd love all of his films.
Mm. I think is it Mummy that has the moment where the character pushes the screen.
Yes. もうそこでわーってなりまして、すごく泣きました。
I couldn't stop crying.
ここ彼の世界がこう広がる瞬間、音も広がるんですよね、あのタイミングで。
That's when his world broadens, along with the sound broadens there as well.
Yeah, and so many wonderful musical choices in his films as well.
Yes, I agree.
So, to bring it back to animation for a second, I hope you don't mind, we are called Ghibli Attack, so we always ask our interviewees whether they're from Japan or America or elsewhere, what their relationship with the films of Studio Ghibli is. Did you have a relationship with them? Did you watch their films growing up? Did you draw any inspiration from their work?
もちろんたくさんあります。これはなので最初にさっきの質問で、
Of course, I watched Ghibli. I mentioned Yang Svankmajer, but closer to home, I grew up with Ghibli. As far back as I can remember, Ghibli was there. My favorite, I can't even choose. It would have depended on the time and how old I was. I think my favorite was always changing. Now, I think Kiki's Delivery Service at the moment. But what I love with Hayao Miyazaki is the sense of not just physical movement, but physical movement representing emotion. So if a character is excited and happy, the way the hair and the skirt billows up, I really like that way of showing emotion.
May I ask what it is about Kiki's Delivery Service that speaks to you now? Because that is a film that, for English-speaking fans, has become very relevant as they grow older. It's about going out into the world and finding yourself and facing all the pressures that young women have to face in society.
I
think it's something like that for me as well. I think as a child, I empathized and saw myself in Kiki, but as I've grown older, I find myself looking more at the adults around her and the environment she finds herself in, and the warmth of that, and the way it affirms her.
Mm. We like to ask about regular collaborators of the filmmakers we interview on this podcast, and watching your films, although Garden of Remembrance is the exception, Reiko Yoshida comes up time and again as your collaborator on the screenplay. How would you describe your working relationship with her, and what did you learn from her over the years working together?
I've been working with Yoshida-san since I started directing, and we're still working together. It's been 12-ish years. And what I like most about my relationship with Yoshida-san is that the distance between us hasn't changed. So we're not too close, but we're not too distant. And we can listen calmly to each other. And we haven't got so close that it stopped being fresh when we have an exchange of ideas.
And now that you are an established filmmaker with features and series under your belt, are there younger women in your teams that you want to help through their careers in the way that Yoshida-san helped you?
そうありたいなと思ってます。なんか、そ
う。I'd like to be able to do that, yes. Although I feel like I'm still learning myself, and so I'm so focused on my own work that sometimes I'm not, to be honest, aware or feel like I'm in, I don't feel like I'm in a position to be able to give advice to those around me. But I do want to support them, and I know there's going to be a lot of young creatives coming up with lots of ideas, lots of creativity, and I'm sure there's a lot I will be able to learn from them. So I think it's going to be a process of give and take.
Yeah, and thinking of the future, can we ask what's next for you? And what struck me about Garden of Remembrance is that it's an older character, still a young adult, but after many series and films looking at high school, the characters are getting older. Will we see older characters in your films from now on, or your work from now on?
そうですね。今実は進行している。
Well, there is something that I'm working on at the moment, but I don't want to give anything away. In Garden of Remembrance, the main character is of drinking age. So that I found fun to draw. And I think, I would like to have more characters of different ages going forward. But I also like the idea of a child's eye view.
Mm. So when you're looking ahead at projects that may happen in the future, do you think about it as stories you'd like to tell, or different sorts of animation you'd like to experiment with, or is it the characters that you'd like to draw the lives of?
そうですね。なんかね、私にとって多分、
For me, the most important thing is to show people's hearts, to show someone's point of view, to show someone's personality. That's always at the core of my projects, and I don't think that will change going forward. I think it will continue to be the most important thing. And so the theme, the story, that can change. There's nothing specific that I want to try on that front. As long as it has that heart, as long as it has that at the center, then I can do anything.
One thing that has changed recently is working with Science Saru and Eunyoung Choi as a producer. What is different about working with that studio, and how is your relationship with Eunyoung Choi? She's a producer that we've seen on many films, many of our favourite films in the last handful of years, and series as well.
I liked Eunyoung as a creator. Because she's an animator, she's a director herself, and I was really interested in her creativity, and I really respected her creativity. And when we met and talked, I realized that she is very direct, very fundamental in the way that she thinks about making projects. And I found she was quite similar to me in that way, in the things that she thinks are important. Quite simple, honest, authentic. And I felt that I would be able to work with her. And when we started working together, what's great is that she doesn't try to restrict me. She gives me the freedom to broaden the world that I'm trying to create. She doesn't try to make me change my style, and it's fun to work together.
Yeah, and speaking of that style, something that is so striking about your work for people who are maybe film fans is that your use of live action film camera work, cinematography, that language, focus pulls, use of frame, use of camera position.
almost like you're using, you're making animation as if you had a imaginary film crew on set. Is that something that you're aware of when you're storyboarding as you're building a scene?
そうですね。それはもちろんです。あの、絵コンテを描くときは、
Of course, when I'm writing the, when I'm drawing the storyboards, I am the cameraman, because the characters are not just characters, they're not just pictures, they're not just drawings. I want to create a world where they are real living characters, and I use the camera work and the mise-en-scène to achieve that.
Mm. Now, as we're wrapping up, there's one question that we like to ask all of our guests on the podcast, and I apologize that this is putting you on the spot. When we started this podcast, we focused on Studio Ghibli, and we covered all those films. And then we looked outside of Studio Ghibli for other studios or filmmakers who had a body of work that was worth going through film by film. So we went to Satoshi Kon, Mamoru Hosoda, the Irish studio Cartoon Saloon. We've just looked at stop motion, the stop motion filmmaker Henry Selick. And one question we like asking our guests is there a filmmaker that you could recommend to us who should have the similar treatment of every film is worth watching? And this could be live action, since you admire live action so much.
Yes, animation じゃないや。ジョン・カーニー監督ですかね。アイルランドの。
Ireland's John Carney?
Ah, so Sing Street?
Yeah.
And what's it? He did Once?
Once.
Yes. why John Carney?
どうしてですか? Oh! そうですね。音楽と人を描くから。
Because he shows music and people.
Mm. Ah, yes. What a wonderful recommendation. Naoko Yamada, thank you so much for speaking with me today. It's been a real treat, and we look forward to seeing more of your work in the future.
ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
Thank you to Naoko Yamada for being such a generous guest. It really was a dream to speak with her. Thank you too to Bethan Jones, the best in the biz, an interpreter I always love working with. And also big thanks to the teams at Fetch and Anime Limited for setting up that interview. That's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed that chat. Even if you don't know Naoko Yamada's work, please dive in. There are so many wonderful points of entry, A Silent Voice, Liz and the Bluebird, or if you fancy a high school set girl band comedy series, go and check out K-On! It's really great. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, you can catch up with us on Twitter, Instagram, or via email. That's at Ghibliotech on Twitter, ghibliotech.pod on Instagram, or ghibliotech@gmail.com for your emails. Jake and I are currently travelling up and down the country on our screenings tour for the Anime Movie Guide book, which is out now. Check our social pages for where we're going to be travelling to next. We hope to see you there if you live nearby. You can also pester us all individually. Of course, Steph is on Twitter at _StephWatts. Jake's there at Jake H. Cunningham. And I'm Michael J. Leader.
Ghibliotech is produced by Michael Leader, Jake Cunningham, Harold McShill, and Steph Watts. Our music is by Anthony Ying.
Naoko Yamada, thank you so much for speaking with me today. It is such an honour to talk with you. Let's start with Garden of Remembrance. So this is a short film. It's a extended music video. It's, well, how would you describe what this project is and what you wanted to achieve with it?
Yamada-san, 本日はお時間いただきありがとうございます。まず Garden of Remembrance から始めたいと思うんですが、まあ、あの長めなミュージックビデオと言ってもいいかと思うんですけれども、監督にとってはどのようなもので何を目指して作られたんでしょうか。
そうですね。 まずチャレンジですね。とても私は音楽にアニメーションを合わせた映像を作るのがすごく夢だったので、今回このプロジェクトをサルさん、ウニョン、サイエンスサルのウニョンさんからいただいて、そうですね、もうすごくワクワクして、まず何をしようかなと思ったのを覚えてます。嬉しいですね、今回のプロジェクト。はい。
Well, it was a new challenge. I'd always dreamt of animating to music. And so when Unyon from Science Saru came to me with this idea, I was really excited. And I remember thinking, well, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah, so what is it that excites you about working with music in animation?
アニメーションで音楽を使うことはどこがお好きですか？どこをワクワクするんですか？
やっぱり、その音で、言葉じゃなくて音でその世界を表現できるっていうのって、すごくアニメーションとの相性がいいというか、アニメーションも言葉がなくても、このどういった感情を今このキャラクターは持っているんだろうとか、例えばもう全然セリフがなくてもそれが伝わるように描いていくのが、私はアニメーションの面白いところかなと思うんですけれども、そこに音楽、音とかリズムとかテンポとかが加わって、そのなんかそこからこう生まれるグルーヴ感みたいな、すごくそれがアニメーションと似ていると思っているので、今回の作品はそれにチャレンジしたいなと思って、それをチャレンジしてますね。
It's the ability to express a world using sound but no words. I think it really fits well with animation, because with animation, you without using words, you can still understand what a character is feeling. Their feelings come across without any lines, which is one thing I think is really interesting about animation. And adding to that, then music, sound, rhythm, tempo, the groove, the feel of the music, it's similar to animation in a way, and that was what I wanted to try and do with this project.
Yes, so many of your previous, well, all of your previous projects have had a screenplay, have had lines to communicate the characters between each other. Here you're not working without a screenplay. Was that a challenge when putting this film together?
今までのプロジェクトはみんな脚本があって、はい、セリフがあったと思うんですが、それがなく今回なくて、なしで作るのが、まあ、難しかったですか？
実はそうでもなかったかもしれないです。とてもなんか、そうですね、セリフと絵と音、あと色、動きっていうレイヤーでアニメーションは出来上がってるかなと思うんですけど、まずそのセリフっていうレイヤーが一つなくなったことによって、次はじゃあアニメーションでは何を足そうかみたいな、そういったなんか足し算と引き算をしていた印象なので、特段こうセリフがないからやりにくいっていうことは実はなくて、とてもなんか自然にというか自由にアニメーション描いていけたかなとは思っています。
It wasn't particularly difficult. Animation is made up of layers, words, images, sound, color, movement, and in this case, one of those layers was gone, the layer of dialogue. So it was a question of, well, what do I need to add then in the animation to make up for it? It was something was removed, so something had to be added. So it wasn't particularly difficult just because there were no words. It felt quite free and natural.
Well, yeah, certainly. And it's very beautiful the way that it is. So there's so much freedom in the expression, in the animation, in the timeline, what we're watching. It does take on a more abstract and poetic quality when you're liberated from dialogue and from a story like that.
確かにこうセリフがないことでとても美しくて、その自由さは感じられますね。表現の自由、タイムラインの自由、より抽象的で詩のような
要素が生まれてくるかなと感じました。
おっしゃる通りで今回はもともと私がポエムを書いて詩を書いてそこからアニメーションだったり音楽だったりしていこうっていうプロジェクトだったのでとてもおっしゃってるお話はすごく嬉しいですね。とても静かなものであってでいてすごく感情を揺さぶるものでありたいなというふうに思っていたの で、まあ、その静かなものっていうところに一つセリフがないという、まあ、シンプルにそれだけなのかな、もうちょっと音がないだけではないそこから引き出される静かな感情みたいなのが引き出せたらいいなというふうには思いました。
I'm really happy that you say that because I actually wrote a poem and the animation and the musicthen flowed from that poem. And I wanted it to be very quiet and moving. And I don't mean quiet just because there are no words in that sense. I mean, I wanted it to draw out a kind of quiet emotion.
Okay. And what other emotions or themes did you have in mind when you started this project alongside that poem?
その詩を書くときにどのような感情、どのようなテーマが頭にあったんですか？
そうですね、まず生きることとそのままその生きることを終えていくことっていうところに大きなテーマを持っていたと思います。で、そこから音楽のラブリーサマーちゃんと2人で話し合ってそのテーマについてのモチーフを2人で持ち寄ってでそのキーワードからまた私がこう詩を書いてみたいなやり取りをしながら作っていたポエムです。
One of the big themes was the idea of life coming to an end. And Lovely Summer-chan, who wrote the music, and myself talked about that, and we both brought our own motifs to that and keywords.And then I took those to write the poem. We had a sort of a back and forth between us.
Mm. When you speak with the composers or musicians you're working on in your films, how do you communicate what you want to capture in your films? Are you talking in terms of musical theory or are you talking about moods or what?
作曲とかミュージシャンさんとこう話になるときはどのようにご自分が映画で伝えたいことを彼らに伝えるんですか、うん、音楽方法論みたいな、音楽論みたいなものでしょうか、雰囲気みたいなものでしょうか、
うん、これは一緒に組むミュージシャンの方によってはもう変わってくるんですけれども、私はなるべくその具体的な、アイデアを出さないようにしています。こういう音が欲しいとか、こういう展開にして欲しいっていうのをなるべく言わないようにしていて、で、私の言語としてはそのストーリーボードですね。絵コンテとしてその絵コンテを私の言語として音楽家の方にお渡しするというか、なんか自分にとっての絵コンテがその音楽家の方にとっての楽譜のような役割を表しているので、その絵コンテを受け取ったミュージシャンの方がこの楽譜をどう読んだかみたいなところで作り上げていくことが多いです。
It does depend on the musician I'm working with, but I try to avoid giving specific ideas, concrete ideas as much as possible. So I won't tell them this is the sound I want or this is how I want the music to develop. My language is the storyboard that I give to the musician, and then the storyboard plays the role of sheet music really for the musician, and then it's down to how they interpret the music that I've given them.
And this may sound like a silly question, but which has a bigger place in your heart, animation or music?
難しいかもしれませんけど、監督の心の中でどっちが大きいですか、アニメーションと音楽と。ああ、なんか実は多分 両立というか同じもの、同じものとして存在している気がします。音楽を聴くとアニメーション映像が見えてくるし、映像を見ると音楽が聞こえる。私映像を見せてくれる、そういったエモーションを持った音楽にすごく惹かれている気がするし、考えることを与えてくれる音楽が好きだし、音楽が見えてくるアニメーションが好きだし、なんか実は同じぐらい、あの音楽がやりたい、音楽に憧れていて私はアニメーションを選んだみたいな、そんな印象です。そうですね、音楽を作りたい、作りたい音楽に、音楽になってみたいとかいうと大きいですけど、それを叶えるために私はアニメーションを選んだ。その音楽を作る技術が私にはないので、その憧れとか、をアニメーションに昇華しているようなイメージです。
I feel like they're both the same. When I listen to music, I see animation, and when I watch moving images, I hear music. I like music that conjures up images. I like music that makes me think, and I like animation that shows me music. I think I started animating because I love music and I wanted to make music. I wanted to be music. Maybe that's going a bit too far, but I didn't have musical talent, and so I put that into animation.
And so many of your series and your films capture that thrill of performing music together, as a band or a group, or even alone, just simply strumming a guitar and what that means to a person.
そうですね、監督の多くの映画またはシリーズものでは、もう一緒にグループとかバンドとかになって一緒に音楽を作るとか、まあ、場合によっては一人で音楽を作るっていうその気持ちが伝わりますよね。
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
But now I'd like to go all the way back, really. What was the series, the TV series or the film that had the most impact on you as a kid?Or as you grew up, that made you want to pursue this as your life?
では、あの、最初の頃に戻ります。子供の頃、または若い頃、こういう仕事がしたいと思わせた、テレビ、または映画は一番印象を与えたのは何でしょうか？
子供の頃に、あの、日本では映画を、あの、地上波の放送で映画を見ることができるんですけど、あの、ま、なんか夜中に目を覚ました時に偶然つけたテレビから、あのチェコの、ヤン・シュバンクマイエルのアニメーションが流れてきて、あと多分同じ放送のシリーズなのかなと思うんですけど、あのうわ名前忘れちゃった、監督の名前忘れてしまいました、あのザクロの色という映画があって、どちらもすごく妖艶で不思議な雰囲気を持っていて、その映像が持っているマジックみたいな、アニメーションが持っているマジック、映像のマジックみたいなのをすごくダイレクトに受け取って、そこで本当に感動してしまって、感動というか興奮してしまって、こうもう夜そのまま寝られなかったような思い出があるんですけど、そのショックが私のあのアニメ体験、映像体験であって、それがそのまま私の夢になりました。
When I was a child in Japan, you could watch movies on terrestrial TV. And one night, I woke up in the middle of the night and justHappened to put the TV on, and they were showing an animation by Jan Švankmajer of the Czech director. And there was another one as well. I think it was probably part of the same series, but I've forgotten the name of the director. It was The Color of Pomegranate?
Yes.
And they were both fascinating and bizarre and got across the magic of film and the magic of animation in a really direct way. And I was so moved, or maybe excited is a better way of putting it. I remember not being able to sleep that night, just from the impact that they'd had on me. And that became my dream.
Mm. And they're filmmakers that do mix live action as well as animation, or at least it's stop motion, it's just not hand-drawn animation. Do you find yourself inspired by live action filmmakers as much as animators?
Iman no sakuhin wa jisha mo no yoso mo tori iru teru desu yo ne, stop motion de atte kantoku mo jisha ni yappari inspiration o moratte desu ka?
Kitto hotondo ga sou nano kamo shirenai desu. あの言い方が難しいですけど、アニメーションはもう一度誰かのイメージを通してそれが絵になっているという、その誰かがもう一度アニメーションにしているもの、絵に描いているものなので、そこから何かを受け取るで自分のアニメーションにするというよりかは、本当に実際の、あの実写のフィルムだったり、まあ、実際に会う人だったり、そういうところからアニメーションをデザインしていくっていうことの方が私には合っているというか、あのやっていることです。
I think maybe most of my inspiration comes from live action. It's hard to explain, but all animation has come from somebody's imagination, and they've turned that into pictures.So rather than taking someone else's imagination via those pictures and drawing inspiration from it, for me it works better to just draw my inspiration directly from live action or from real life or from people I've met.
Mm. And what are the particular live action filmmakers that you look to for inspiration or admire, maybe ones that are still working today?
特にインスピレーションを受けるまたは尊敬する現役の実写映画のフィルムメーカーといいますか。
あ、います。名前ど忘れしてしまった。グザビエ・ドランが大好きです。グザビエ・ドラン、カナダの映画監督なんですけれども、グザビエ・ドラン。
ザビエ・ドラン、yes.
Yes, and I forgot the name for a moment, but the Canadian filmmaker Xavier Dolan.
Mm. And is there a particular film? Because there's, he's an enfant terrible. He's very prolific. He's made many films over the years. Is there a particular one that you point to?
たくさん作ってらっしゃる方ですね。特にこれっていうのありますか？
ああ、難しいな。でもマミー。
Yeah.
でも彼の目線というか、もう。どのフィルムを通してもその彼の目線がやっぱりにじみ出てくるというか、その彼の美学だったり、うん、その目線、そこに私はすごく恋をしているので、どのフィルムを見てもあの大好きだなって思います。
マミ maybe、うん、but whichever of his films you watch, his perspective, his aesthetic always comes through, and I love that aesthetic, so I think I'd love all of his films.
Mm. I think, is it Mummy that has the moment where the character pushes the screen?
Yes. I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop
crying. I couldn't stop crying.
I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't
stop crying. I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop crying. I
couldn't stop crying.Wonderful musical choices、mm-hmm. in his films as well.
Yes, I agree.
So, to bring it back to animation for a second, I hope you don't mind, we are called Ghibliotech. So we always ask our interviewees, whether they're from Japan or America or elsewhere, what their relationship with the films of Studio Ghibli is. Did you have a relationship with them? Did you watch their films growing up? Did you draw any inspiration from their work?
で申し訳ないんですけど、やっぱジブリエロテックということで、はい、まあ、日本人だったりアメリカ人、そこのどこの人でも聞くんですけど、うん、ご自分のジブリとの関係について聞かせてください。子供の頃見てたんですか、はい、何かインスパイアされたこと。
もちろんたくさんあります。これはなので最初にさっきの質問で、あのヤン・シュバンクマイエルとかそういうお話はしましたけれども、もっともっと近い場所でやっぱりジブリを見て育っているので、もう物心ついた時からジブリがあって、でもう本当に大好き。何がどこだろうな、どれが一番好きだろう、私は選べないけど、もうあと見るタイミングとかその時の年齢によって好きなものが変わっていくけれども、今の気持ちで言うと魔女の宅急便が好きかなと思います。あの宮崎駿さんの、その物理的な動きだけじゃなく、その感情を動きに変えていく、例えばそのキャラクターが興奮したり嬉しかったら髪の毛とかスカートがブワーって大きく広がるみたいな、そういったその感情につけた、物理的なものではなく感情につけたそのアニメーションが私は大好きです。
Of course I watched Ghibli、I mentioned Jan Svankmajer, but closer to home I grew up with Ghibli、as far back as I can remember Ghibli was there、my favorite I can't even choose itIt would have depended on the time and how old I was. I think my favorite was always changing. Now, I think Kiki's Delivery Service at the moment. But what I love with Hayao Miyazaki is the sense of not just physical movement, but physical movement representing emotion. So if a character is excited and happy, the way the hair and the skirt billows up, I really like that way of showing emotion.
May I ask what it is about Kiki's Delivery Service that speaks to you now? Because that is a film that, for English-speaking fans, has become very relevant as they grow older. It's about going out into the world and finding yourself and facing all the pressures that young women have to face in society.
大人になるのにつれ、だんだん好きになる、うんうん、なったっていう人が多くて、うんうん、世に出て、で、まあ、自分を見つけて、うん、女性が抱えるいろんなプレッシャーに直面するっていう意味で好きになった人が多いと思うんですけど、うん、いかがでしょうか。
そうですね、うん、きっとそれに近いものがあるのかもしれない。あとそのキキの、子供の頃はキキに感情移入して多分見ていたんですけれども、だんだん大人になるにつれて、そのキキの周りにいる大人たちだったり、その彼女を囲む環境にも目が行くようになってきて、その彼女を取り囲む環境のあったかさだったり、彼女を肯定するその世界だったりっていうのに、とてもなんか感情が動かされるようになってきたのかなと思います。
I think it's something like that for me as well. I think as a child, I empathized and saw myself in Kiki. But as I've grown older, I find myself looking more at the adults around her and the environment she finds herself in, and the warmth of that and the way it affirms her.
We like to ask aboutregular collaborators of the filmmakers we interview on this podcast, and watching your films, although Garden of Remembrance is the exception, Reiko Yoshida comes up time and again as your collaborator on the screenplay. How would you describe your working relationship with her, and what did you learn from her over the years working together?
このポッドキャストでは、よくコラボレーションする人についても聞くようにしてるんですけれども、まあ、今回はちょっと違うんですが、今までの作品で吉田玲子さんとお脚本で、よく協力され してこられたと思うんです。彼女との関係についてや彼女から学んだことについて話していただければと思います。
うん、そうですね、彼女とのお仕事は私の監督のその、歴と全く同じです。初めお仕事をしたのが吉田玲子さんで、今もご一緒してて、もうずっともう12年ぐらいご一緒してるんですけど、私は吉田さんとの関係で一番好きなのが、すごくずっと距離感が変わらないところですかね。お互いが近寄りすぎず、遠すぎずというか、ずっとお互いの発言を冷静に見て判断していける関係性。なんか、慣れ合わない感じというか、その常に新鮮な意見の交換ができるところがすごく好きで気に入ってます。
はい、I've been working with Yoshida-san since I started directing and we're still working together. It's been 12-ish years. And what I like most about my relationship with Yoshida-san is that the distance between us hasn't changed. So we're not too close, but we're not too distant. And we can listen calmly to each other. And we haven't got so close that it stopped being fresh when we have an exchange of ideas.
And now that you are an established filmmaker with features and series under your belt, are there younger women in your teams that you want to help through their careers in the way that Yoshida-san helped you?
監督はもう映画とかシリーズとかたくさん作られてて、1年前の監督になられて周りのもうチームメンバーで若い女性とかを、まあ、吉田さんが監督を支えたように支えたいと思いますか？
そうありたいなと思ってます。なんか、そうですね。まだまだなかなか私も未熟で、もう、自分の作っている作品にすごく集中してしまうので、なかなかこう、周りの人に何かアドバイスをするとか、そういったところまでもう、まだ意識が回らない。というのが正直なところなんですけど、うん、まあ、あと、まあ、自分のスタンス的にも直接何かこう、あ、違うな、分かった、応援したいです。たくさんこれからいろんなクリエイターの人がもっともっとたくさん出てくると思うんですけど、逆にそのたくさん出てくるクリエイターの方々のそのアイデアだったりそのクリエイティビティだったりから私も学ぶことがすごく多いので、なんでしょうね、お互いギブアンドテイクで頑張っていきたい感じです。
I'd like to be able to do that, yes. Although I feel like I'm still learning myself, and so I'm so focused on my own work thatSometimes I'm not, to be honest, aware or feel like I'm in, I don't feel like I'm in a position to be able to give advice to those around me. But I do want to support them, and I know there's going to be a lot of young creatives coming up with lots of ideas, lots of creativity, and I'm sure there's a lot I will be able to learn from them. So I think it's going to be a process of give and take.
Yeah, and thinking of the future...can we ask what's next for you? And what struck me about Garden of Remembrance is that it's an older character, still a young adult, but after many series and films looking at high school, the characters are getting older. Will we see older characters in your films from now on or your work from now on?
これからというか次のプロジェクトを聞いてもいいんですか？今回ガーデンオブリメンバランスで思ったんですが、今まで結構こう高校生とかが多かったんですけど、今回の主人公がちょっとこう上の、まあ、まだ若いんでしょうけれども、まあ、もうちょっとこう年齢が上な方で、これからこういう ちょっと年齢層が上な方々が主人公で続くと思いますか？
そうですね。今実は進行しているプロジェクトがあるんで、言ってしまうとバラしてしまうことになるなと思って、どうしようかなって悩んでるんですけど、でもガーデンオブリメンブランスの彼女はお酒を飲める年齢なんで、すごくそれが楽しくって今回書いてみて、なので、そうですね、もうちょっといろんな年齢層に目を向けた作品を作っていきたいなという気持ちもあります。でも逆にもうもっとちっちゃい子供の目線を描いてみたいなという気持ちも逆に芽生えてきたかなという感じでしたかね。
はい、There is something that I'm working on at the moment, but I don't want to give anything away. In Garden of Remembrance, the main character is of drinking age. So that I found fun to draw. And I think, I would like to have more characters of different ages going forward. But I also like the idea of a child's eye view.
So when you're looking ahead at projects that may happen in the future, do you think about it as stories you'd like to tell or different sorts of animation you'd like to experiment with? Or is it the characters that you'd like to draw the lives of?
これからのプロジェクトとか考えると、どこから始まるでしょうか？こういうストーリーを語りたいのか、こういうアニメーションのスタイルが、トライしたいとか、またはこのキャラクターの話が伝えたいとか、どこから始まるんでしょうか？
そうですね。私にとって多分、ね、一番大事なのが、人の心を書くこと、人の目線、そのキャラクターの目線だったり、そのキャラクター本人 の, あのパーソナリティを描いていくことが一番自分の作品のシーンになっていて、ここが多分ずっと変わらないというか、ここをずっと大切に描いていきたいなというふうに思っているんですけど、それに付随してくるテーマだったり、ストーリーだったり、っていうのは実はどのように形を変えてもいいなっていうふうに思っていて、もう具体的にこれにチャレンジしたいっていうことは特にないんですけど、その人の心を描くっていうところさえぶれなければ、逆にどんな作品でも作ってみたいという気持ちです。
For me, the most important thing is to show people's hearts, to show someone's point of view, to show someone's personality. That's always at the core of my projects. And I don't think that will change going forward. I think it will continue to be the most important thing. And so the theme, the story, that can change. There's nothing specific that I want to try on that front. As long as it has that heart, as long as it has that at the center, then I can do anything.
One thing that has changed recently is working with Science Saru and Eun-young Choi as a producer. What is different about working with that studio, and how is your relationship with Eun-young Choi? She's a producer that we've seen on many of our favorite films in the last handful of years and series as well.
最近何か変わったかというと、Science Saru と一緒に仕事し始められて、チェ・ユンヨンさんと、それで何が変わったのでしょうか。そしてユンヨンさんは私の個人的に好きな映画をたくさんプロデュースしてこられてるんですけれども、どのようなお関係ですか。
同じく私ユンヨンさんのクリエイターとしてのユンヨンさんがすごく好きで、彼女もアニメーターであり、アニメ演出家でもあり、で、その彼女のクリエイティビティにすごく あの興味があってすごく尊敬しているんですけれども、あの会ってお話し実際にお話しした時に すごくあの物を作ることに対してとてもまっすぐなすごくもうベーシックな考え方をされている方で、私はその考え方がすごくよく分かったし、自分が見ているものとも似ている、そのものを作るときに大切にしていること、すごくあのシンプルに作っていくことに対してすごく素直な正直な方だったので、あのご一緒したらすごく楽しいことができるんじゃないかなっていうふうに思ったのが最初で、で実際あの一緒にお仕事してみても、あのそのそうですね、すごく懐が広い、あの作ることに対して制限をかけない、あのとても自由にあの作品の世界を広げていくことを許してくれる方なので、もちろん今までもそうだったんですけど、その自分のスタイルを変えずに作品を作っていくことが許される場所だと思いまして、とてもすごく楽しくやってます。
Well, I liked Eunyoung as a creator. Because she's an animator, she's a director herself, and I was really interested in her creativity, and I really respected her creativity. And when we met and talked, I realized that she is very direct, very fundamental in the way that she thinks about making projects. And I found she was quite similar to me in that way, in the things that she thinks are important. Quite simple, honest, authentic. And I felt that I would be able to work with her. When we started working together, what's great is that she doesn't try to restrict me. She gives me the freedom to broaden the world that I'm trying to create. She doesn't try to make me change my style. And it's fun to work together.
Yeah, and speaking of that style, something that is so striking about your work for people who are maybe film fans is that your use of live action film camera work, cinematography, that language, focus pulls, use of frame, use of camera position, almost like you're making animation as if you had a imaginary film crew on set. Is that something that you're aware of when you're storyboarding as you're building a scene?
そのスタイルで言いますと、監督の、まあ、映画好きは、気づくと思うんですけど、とても自社映画のようなカメラワークを使われてるんですよね。あのカメラの焦点とかフレーミングとかカメラの位置とかを、それは まるでこうそこにこうカメラマンとかがいたかのように、それをストーリー絵コンテンツ書く時点から意識されてますか？
そうですね、それはもちろんです。あの絵コンテンツを書くときは自分はカメラマンだと思って書いているので、そうですね、はい。でなぜそうしたいかというと、やはりこのフィルムの中で生きている、あ、フィルムの中のキャラクターたちがただの絵で構成された人たちだというわけではなくて、本当に生きているんじゃないかなって思うようなあの世界を作りたいので、そのため のカメラワークだったり、そうですね、芝居付けだったりっていうことですかね。それを大事にしています。はい。
Of course, when I'm writing the, when I'm drawing the storyboards, I am the cameraman. Because the characters are not just characters, they're not just pictures, they're not just drawings. I want to create a world where they are real living characters. And I use the camera work and the mise-en-scène to achieve that.
Now, as we're wrapping up, there's one question that we like to ask all of our guests on the podcast, and I apologize that this is putting you on the spot. When we started this podcast, we focused on Studio Ghibli, and we covered all those films. And then we looked outside of Studio Ghibli for other studios or filmmakers who had a body of work that was worth going through film by film. So we went to Satoshi Kon, Mamoru Hosoda, the Irish studio Cartoon Saloon. We've just looked at stop motion, the stop motion filmmaker Henry Selick. And one question we like asking our guests is there a filmmaker that you could recommend to us who should have the similar treatment of every film is worth watching? And this could be live action, since you admire live action so much.
でいきなりで申し訳ないんですけど、必ずインタビューの最後に聞く質問があります。それは、このポッドキャストは最初はジブリが中心で、ジブリの映画を一通りカバーしてきたんです。でそこから、じゃあ次に誰、どのスタジオも どの監督の全作品を、見るべきかというと、コンサト氏は見てきました。細田守は見てきました。でアイルランドのカートゥーンサルーンは見てきました。その後ストップモーション のヘンリー・セレッコは見てきました。次にもうこの監督ならもう全作品を見る価値があると、実写でもいいんですけど、誰かいますか？
アニメーションじゃないや、ジョン・カーニー監督ですかね、アイルランドの。
アイランド・ジョン・カーニ
ー。ああ、そう、Sing Street and what's it? He did once? Yes. why John Carney?
どうしてですか？
そうですね、音楽と人を描くから。
Because he shows music and people.
Yes. What a wonderful recommendation. Naoko Yamada, thank you so much for speaking with me today. It's been a real treat, and we look forward to seeing more of your work in the future.
素晴らしいレコメンデーションですね。ありがとうございます。本日はお時間いただきありがとうございます。とっても楽しかったです。また。
ありがとうございます。ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.